It's Colorado Matters from CPR News. I'm Ryan Warner. A veterinarian and comedian is how you can describe Kevin Fitzgerald. He was CSU's choice this year to speak to graduates of the College of Agricultural Sciences. Let's listen to some of what he had to say last weekend.
I wanted to share some of the things that have helped me continue to love what I do for nearly 35 years now. Stay a student. Outside today, I heard one of the new graduates say to her classmate, "I can't believe it's over." It's not over, baby. It's not over until you let it be. It's just starting. Your education's going to take you on paths you never imagined. Some you'll go to research, some to academia and teaching, some to government positions. But wherever you wind up, never stop learning. Become a lifelong student of your craft. Get a hobby. Get an outside interest that has nothing to do with your job, what you do. It can be anything, music, photography, movies, working out, something that's yours. A few years ago, I started keeping bees. I like honey. It's perfect food, manufactured by nature, harvested by insects. I take care of my bees, but they've taught me so much. When I watch them, I see they're being useful. No lazy ones, no one without something to do. They're helpful. If one has a heavy load, five others come to help. You can't ask for more than that. Every day, try to be a bee, be useful, be helpful, because that's when we're at our best. Listen more than talk. I never learned anything while I was talking. Try the wait test, WAIT. Why am I talking? And really listen to people. Be generous with your time. You've been given a precious gift, your education. Now it's time to give something back. Become part of the fabric of the community that you live in. Community service is not just a phrase. I don't do enough community service, but one thing I'm proud of for the last 30 years, I've been a judge at science fairs for the Denver Public Schools. You ever been to a science fair? The little kids don't write their own spiels. The parents write this stuff. I was in a second grade last week, 8-year-old children. Little girl came around in front of her exhibit entitled "The Atom." She goes, "The atom's very small and can't be seen by the naked observer." I knew what she meant, but it's a great image. Find the humor. We all take ourselves too seriously. Find the humor in this situation. Being a veterinarian, I like to look at the classified ads about animals. But if you read classified ads, you can tell that Americans can't spell, do grammar, punctuation, anything with English language. I saw a thing in the Denver Post that said, "Free to good home, pit bull, will eat anything, loves children." Shouldn't have been a comma or a slash? Help me. I don't know grammar. So another said, "Free to good home, Doberman neutered just like one of the family." Don't worry about who gets the credit. Recently, I've made several trips to Mongolia for the Denver Zoo for endangered species. And while I was there, one of my Mongolian students told me the most remarkable story. A couple of swans are sitting on a lake and it's drying up. And a little frog calls out and pleads to him, "Take me to the next pond. This place is drying up. I'll die." And the swans didn't know how they could carry him. So the frog tells them to hold a stick between their beaks, and he'll bite the stick and he'll hang on as they fly. The swans do as he asks, and they start off on their journey. As they fly, people are astonished, and they remark how smart the swans are to save the frog. As they continue, more and more people comment on the bird's ingenuity, and the frog gets more and more angry. Finally, he's had enough. He opens his mouth and shouts, "It was my idea," and falls to his death. The Mongolian student's point was, it doesn't matter who gets the credit, and worrying about it can destroy us.
Some of Kevin Fitzgerald's speech last weekend to graduates of CSU's College of Agricultural Sciences. Fitzgerald is a veterinarian and comedian. At cprnews.org, you can hear this year's commencement address at Naropa University in Boulder, given by Parker J. Palmer, founder of the Center for Courage and Renewal. This is Colorado Matters from CPR News.